This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's some data out from the World Bank on remittances, money sent home by expat workers around the world. It's data on which countries had the greatest gains in remittances and whence those remittances came. Low and middle income countries saw 4% gains in remittances, give or take. Regionally, countries in Latin America and the Caribbean saw increases of around 8%. Globally, most remittances do come from the United States, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Given all the turmoil of the last few years, a global pandemic, recession, inflation, Dilip Ratha at the World Bank says it's been surprising to see remittances increase as much as they have. They dropped off slightly in 2020, but
since then, in 2021, 2022, remittances have surged
by more than 10% in 2021, 8% in 2022, and now this year, just under 4%. One of the main reasons remittances have grown so much recently is how quickly the labor market and the economy in the U.S. recovered after COVID.
Generally, remittances are actually driven by conditions where the migrant is working.
Pia Arrhenius is at the Dallas Fed.
We saw in a recent study that employment growth in the construction sector explained 2/3 of the increase in remittances to Mexico during the pandemic.
In the last couple of years, Manuel Orozco at the Inter-American Dialogue says rising prices have also driven many people to send more money back home to family in countries where inflation soared.
Migrants have basically, to some extent, helped compensate those realities by sending a little bit more than they usually send.
Remittances don't just help individual families. Dilip Ratha at the World Bank says they also make a huge difference to local economies and to countries. In Tajikistan, remittances make up almost half of GDP. In Samoa, Lebanon, and Nicaragua, it's between a quarter and a third of GDP.
It's incredible how important these small sums of money become when they are added up for a country.
This year, all those small amounts have added up to $669 billion, more than the total amount of foreign direct investment and development assistance combined. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.